Welcome to A Slice of App Pie. I'm Steve Lipton, your host for this show on the tips and tricks for you to become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice?
Episode 4, Why Marathons and Angry Birds Are Important to Your Success. It was all going well until mile 10. Then the next 3 miles were pure hell. I was running the 2016 Disney World Half Marathon in January when I hit mile 10 and began a climb from World Drive to an on-ramp for Epcot Center Drive. In the next 2 miles, I hit what was for me steep hills in the form of 3 overpasses. I'm too used to flat courses, and my legs were not ready for these. By the time I got to mile 12 and the run through Epcot Center, my legs were rubber. I seriously hurt. A little over a mile later, I finished the race with the worst time I have ever run a half marathon. A day later, still sore, while watching the full marathon, I was ready to start training for running double the length of the day before. I'll run the full 26.2 miles of the Disney Marathon in 2018. Yeah, I'm crazy. Most runners I know are. In December 2009, a gaming sensation started that seemed to come out of nowhere. Today, they're getting the finishing touches together on a movie based on their game. With over 2 billion downloads, Rovio Entertainment's Angry Birds is arguably one of the most successful games ever. Angry Birds seems like an overnight sensation. That is an illusion, one Rovio does its best to cultivate in order to sell more Angry Birds products. Angry Birds is the 52nd game written by Rovio. You've never heard of most of them. The company started in 2003. But took until 2010 to actually see one big hit. Don't expect instant success. It doesn't exist. 2014 Boston Marathon winner and 2016 U.S. qualifier Meb Keflezighi might have inherent talent compared to the rest of us, running a 5:20 mile in high school. Yet Meb's quick to deny he's talented, instead claiming he applies 3 keys to success in running: good goals, commitment, and hard work. I tend to combine those last two into one key, persistence. Novelist Stephen Pressfield is very clear at what persistence is. Persistence is doing the work. Persistence is doing the work again, and again, and again. Persistence is doing the work, and getting kicked down, and then doing the work. People who distance run have persistence. They will take that training run no matter what and whenever they can. They will run the race for the entire length, no matter what. Persistence has more than commitment and hard work. It has hope, it has patience, it has passion. You may not get there today, but you will get there. Just keep doing the work. I just ran the Disney Half Marathon at a pace that would have gotten me disqualified at almost any other race in the world. But I ran. The next one, I'll run faster. I believe that, and will work hard to do that. I failed at making money in app development, but I am making more money in writing books at makeapppie.com. My next app might do much better than the one before it. I have yet to write 51 apps. It might take me that long to get one that works. That's true of you too. It will not be your first or even your 10th app, painting, or song that is a success. It will be the 50th or 100th or 200th. I expect 200 episodes of this podcast before I really hit that thing most people call success. And this is the other thing about persistence. It does not see success as an absolute. It is not a bool, a true-false variable, but a double, a real number. It is not just black and white, but every color. You are not a success, but you are a degree of success. Your past experience fuels your future success. There's a mental framework I use. I learned from Jim Collins' book, Good to Great. Imagine a great big stone wheel on an axle. It weighs tons. You have a lever that sticks out of the axle that you push to turn this great wheel. Your job is to get that flywheel spinning. You push once and it hardly budges. You push more and it grinds forward very, very slowly. You push again and again and again and it begins to move still too slowly. You keep pushing and pushing. The flywheel begins to move faster and faster. Keep pushing. And after countless pushes, the wheel spins so fast, it hits a breakthrough where the heavy weight and the momentum of your previous efforts pushes forward. You could say Rovio pushed 51 times before Angry Birds. They pushed a lot more than that. It was not just publishing a game, but every effort made towards advancing the company that was a push. It was pushing for 7 years before success found them, if you define it in black and white. Those that define things in black and white have two fates: complain from the sidelines or fail in their project. Most likely both. Don't believe in success as just true or false. If you do, the voices inside your head and the voices outside your head will tell you you are a failure, and you'll believe them. If instead you look at the change of flywheel speed, you will see yourself rewarded over and over again. Every good time I run overshadows the bad times. The 15K I ran at a personal best before the Disney half continues to melt away the doubt and feelings of failure from my last race. The 11:45 minute per mile I ran last night on the treadmill melts away any doubt about the snail's pace of 15:10 of the half marathon. The next race will push the flywheel faster if I train, if I keep putting energy into that flywheel. If you keep doing your art, keep doing your work, you will continue to push the flywheel forward and build that energy. It never stops. Every keystroke and paint stroke pushes you forward, moving faster. The flywheel tells you that your work is paying off. Pick a metric, any metric, then watch it grow. With time, it will. It may be imperceptible at first, but it will. You can be the next Rovio if you are truly willing to put in the work. Most people could run the Disney Half Marathon, but they never get off the couch to train. Some people might try something for 5 or 6 times. When they don't have their name in Time or Wired magazine, after the 6th attempt, they give up. Success is not like that. You need persistence. Problem is, persistence has a literally fatal enemy that is a brutal, ugly killer. In our next podcast, we'll look the enemy directly in the eye.
Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.